at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Oh, I'm sorry, madame.
What?
I am an artist.
Oh.
It is my job to stare at the beautiful woman.
Nice French.
After he says that, try not to fall for that sensual accent.
He sounds like the cook from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Or the candle from Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. The Algaise.
Lumiere.
Yeah, that's his name.
Instead, just give him the digits to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, Stacy. This is a Professor. I know it's perhaps a little out of the blue for me to be calling you. Perhaps that's why you screened the call. I just wanted to call and talk to you. I thought we had a very good conversation during my office hours last week, and I was just hoping that maybe we could get together sometime over coffee and continue talking about what we were talking about. As you know, things are finalizing with the papers are almost through, so we're almost out of the woodwork there, and I'd just like to get together and get to know you a little bit outside of the rigors of school. So if you could give me a call, I would appreciate it. If not, I'll see you 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Man. What is with professors? They can be so creepy, dude.
Why do you mean, why is that creepy?
You think that he just wants to get together and talk with her? He's talking about his divorce being finalized. He doesn't want
to
talk.
That's a risky move, to give the Loser Line number to the professor that you're trying to get a better grade from.
Maybe the grades are already finalized. All right? Smart girl.
Next message.
Hey, Brandon. This is Kelly. I need to call you out, buddy, because that girl I just saw you making out with at the bar was actually my aunt. And I really need to tell you that I think it's super funny that you're making out with somebody who's probably like 20 years older than you. And I am just like going to be rolling on the sidelines when you have to take care of her when she gets older. I mean, I'm just picturing you like changing her catheter and like feeding her like creamy soups and, you know, changing her little socky booty thingies. So just looking out for you, bud, because it's so ridiculous. And I caught you, my friend. Next message.
Like, someone's a little jealous of their aunt, aren't they?
Like
I mean, what does she think's gonna happen to her in like 20 or 30 years? She's gonna need to find another young guy to change her catheters and switch out her booty socks.
Sounds like the aunt's got game.
I don't know.
What's up?
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Hopefully we can get a voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hi, Rebecca. It's I wanted to drop you a line and to let you know it was super fun hanging out with you, tossing back the Fosties and whatnot. And I wanted to tell you that I'm quite the lucky bloke to meet a Sheila like you. And if maybe we could hop around like a couple kangaroo, maybe we could hop around. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just can't do it anymore. Rebecca, this is just, I am not Australian. I use the Australian accent to pick you up. I know that there was probably some other reason you were attracted to me, not just because you thought I was Australian, but, you know, I think there could probably still be something between us. I just hope you don't take, you know, my fake accent personally. But I also want you to know that I'm actually Australian down under.
Next message.
Oh, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's venomous?
No, it's shaped like a boomerang.
It's blonde, overly tan.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a drawl.
Tastes like Vegemite.
That was a terrible accent. I liked it.
I'm a sucker for accents. I'd be like, do it all the time.
You used every Australian cliche you could come up with.
I think that's how they talk.
was like, you call that a knife? Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Next message.
Hi, Andrew. This is Erica. I just wanted to call you because, unlike most people, I am real. And I know a lot of other girls would ghost you and not tell you why, but I'm just going to be upfront and honest. Mm. So here it goes. My last boyfriend was a neurosurgeon. And you are, I don't even know what the word is, like an animal balloonist at parties on the weekends. Like, at first, I was like, oh, you work with kids. That's, you know, maybe kind of cute. And then I saw your work and I was like, this is pathetic. Oh. Like, you're showing me pictures in your phone of like a balloon dog and a balloon horse, and they looked exactly the same to me and probably everyone else. And so I want you to just think about that, right? It's like a neurosurgeon or a balloon animal guy. And I broke up with the neurosurgeon. It's not even like he left me. It was me. So, I mean, come on.
Next message.
Oh, wow, man.
Why is anyone who claims to be really honest just a jerk?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Just,
maybe she got given the line.
I mean, you're the loser here. Remember that lady. I mean, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the dog versus the horse, I can't ever tell the
they
difference.
They do look exactly
either.
The same.
I mean, it's all...
You know what? You're right. Yeah. She does raise a good point.
Same framework.
Totally.
He deserved the loser line. Remember to listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.